Muffins, Motive, and Mayhem by Claire R. Underwood. Narrator, Claire R. Underwood. Chapter 1. The Golden Muffin. The tent flap caught the wind and snapped like a gunshot. I caught Grand Baya's banner before it could take flight. One hand pressed flat against the hand-sewn letters that read, Bellwether Bakery, since 1947. The other hand held the platter steady. 48 maple bacon cheddar muffins, each one a perfect golden dome with a single curl of candied bacon perched on top like a crown. Sadie, you're going to drop them if you keep fighting the breeze, Lily said from behind me, her voice carrying that edge of amusement that meant she was watching me struggle. I'm not fighting anything, I'm adjusting, Lily snorted. She was leaning against the tent's center pole, her choppy blonde bob tucked behind one ear, a streak of flour across her cheek that she hadn't bothered to wipe off. The burn scar on her forearm caught the morning light, faint now, nearly 10 years old, but I still noticed it every time she reached for something. I set the platter down and smoothed the banner. The wind caught it again immediately, sending the fabric rippling like a flag of surrender. Maybe we should have gone with the blue tent, I muttered. Martha's got the blue one. Hers isn't flapping. Martha's got a sponsorship from the town's hardware store, which is how she got the weighted stakes. We've got bungee cords and prayer. I didn't answer. I was too busy scanning the layout. The white linen tablecloth Grand Baya had ironed at 4 this morning. The tiered stands arranged just so, the little handwritten cards labeling each variety. Pumpkin cranberry. Apple oat. The maple bacon cheddar as the centerpiece, elevated on a cake stand that wobbled slightly on its left side. I shoved a folded napkin under the wobbling leg. There, I said. Perfect. You said that 3 times already. This time, I mean it. The sweet hollow town green spread out beyond our tent like a postcard come to life. The maples had peaked last week, and now the oaks were catching up, throwing down drifts of burnt orange and deep crimson that crunched under every footstep. The air smelled like wood smoke and cinnamon, and the particular sweet rot of autumn leaves settling into the grass. Children ran between the booths, their faces smeared with powdered sugar from the donut stand. A woman in a hand-knit sweater was arguing with her husband about which booth had the best apple crisp. Normal. Peaceful. The muffin festival had been running since before I was born. Same white tents, same folding tables, same friendly competition between the town's 4 bakeries. But this year felt different. This year felt like a reckoning. Martha Tisdale had been running her mouth for months. I squared my shoulders and checked the banner one more time. The wind had finally died, leaving the fabric to hang straight and proud. You ready for this? Lily asked. I was born ready. You were born crying and covered in goo. Same thing. She laughed, and for a moment, we were just 2 sisters running a family bakery on a perfect October morning, and nothing else mattered. The crowd parted, and there she was. Martha Tisdale emerged from the blue tent across the green like a general surveying conquered territory. Her black bob was sharp enough to cut glass, and her nails, berry sin red, she'd told me once, like I'd asked, tapped against her clipboard as she surveyed the competition. She wore a cream silk blouse that probably cost more than our tent, not a single speck of flour anywhere on it, and her smile when she spotted me was all teeth. Sadie, darling, she glided over, her heels sinking slightly into the damp grass. I see you managed to get your display up. I was worried the wind might have, well, you know how these budget tents are. Martha, I kept my voice pleasant. Lovely day for a festival. Your tent looks very blue. Her smile tightened at the edges. It's called ocean depth. But I wouldn't expect you to know color names. You're more of a flower dust kind of person. Lily made a sound that was half laugh, half cough. At least my flour comes from local grain, I said. I know you've been telling people otherwise, but I've got the receipts if you want to see them. Martha's eyes flickered, just for a second, and I knew I'd hit something. I have no idea what you're talking about. I simply mentioned to a few of the committee members that I'd heard some concerns about sourcing. If the truth makes people ask questions, that's not my fault. The truth, I said, is that every single ingredient in my muffins came from within 50 miles of this tent. The flour from Miller's Mill, the eggs from Hansen's Farm, the cheddar from Green Mountain Creamery. I could name the cows. How charming. I'm sure the judges will be thrilled to hear about your personal relationship with the livestock. She turned and walked away before I could respond, her heels leaving small divots in the grass. I let out a breath I hadn't realized I was holding. She's a nightmare, Lily said. She's a nightmare with a better tent and a sponsorship from the hardware store.